Declan, is it a point won or two lost?
Whenever we're 1-0 up, I think it's two lost. Whenever you're 2-1 down, with 3.5 minutes left, it's definitely one gain. So, look, we're delighted with the week we've had. We've been away to Cork, we've away to Bowes. The last people you want coming to Brandywell is Dundalk. But it's testimony to this. Mark McChrystal's our 21st signing. It's testimony to what this football club means to our players. They've really bought into the core values of Derry City Football Club. They've bought into our supporters being relentlessly behind us at home. Our players give every inch of energy they have in their bodies. And even when they get a kick in the teeth in the 90 minutes, they fully deserve to get back in that game today. And, you know, it's nothing to do with management. It's nothing to do with tactics. It's nothing to do with me, Kevin Deary, Paddy McGuire, Marty McCann. The players drove that result on themselves, and fair play to each and every one of them.
Is it a sign of how far you've come this season where you're disappointed with 5 points from 9?
Well, it is, but I think we've got to strive to get better. There's nobody down there patting themselves on the back. There's no celebrations in the change room. We were disappointed to give away a goal in the 90th minute. It's something we can't let happen again. But look, it's twice now we've played Dundalk, and that's twice we haven't lost a game. You know, I've recently read that I think Dundalk have scored 10 goals in the last couple of visits up here. So, look, we're delighted. Dundalk are a fantastic side. We have a fantastic backroom team, and you know, there's 4 or 5 Derry lads playing for them. Imagine we had them guys on our team. But ultimately tonight, we are extremely proud that we were able to send our supporters away home happy.
They have an awful lot of experience on the pitch, not just the way that the guys have come through cups and medals and stuff, but the way they conduct themselves on the pitch. And your guys must get a lot of learning from that.
Listen, Dundalk are class act, and they have been for a number of years, and they'll continue to be for another number of years. But we're only emerging, we're only starting, we're only trying to rebuild this place again. We're only getting going. You know, as I say, you look at people in there today. There's a lot of young lads on there. You know, David Parkhouse again runs himself on the ground. Junior shouldn't have played. He'd done a fitness test beforehand. It was 50-50. Gerardo Brunner was injured going into the game. All things that we can't put out there. But, you know, again, Darren Cole hasn't trained in 5 weeks. He got an injection last weekend. So the boys are putting their bodies in the line. They're giving us a lot of effort behind the scenes. There's a lot of things happening in terms of players making themselves available when they really shouldn't be. So all in all, it's been a good night for us.
You've been away from here for 6 weeks. You've had a game tonight, and now the next 2 Fridays you're here. You must be relieved to get home.
Well, it's a big fortnight coming up for us. You know, we've got UCD and Sligo here, and UCD is showing tonight that don't underestimate them, because, you know, over the years UCD are capable of beating anybody in this league, as anyone is. But we got to make sure that we're focused and really, really determined to gain more points now in this next period of the season.